Welcome to Trail Mix, where Mary and Jody sort through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Mary Tomlinson and Jody Dreyer, who met when their paths crossed as Disney executives, are now advisors, speakers, and authors, and I'm excited to say podcasters. They can't wait to share life stories and experiences, insightful and practical takeaways, encouragement, and you can always count on full-out honesty and lots of laughs along the way. Ready for some Trail Mix? Let's mix it up with Mary and Jody.
Okay, Mary, I have been laughing all week thinking about today. So, okay, here we go. Title, Can't Live Without. Subtitle, From the Important to the Absurd.
Perfect.
So, but I want to start with a bit of a disclaimer, because now maybe you did this, but I didn't do like the things we can't live without. I mean, obviously, you know, food and water, roof over your head. Like, I don't want to discard those. Like, they're not important because I feel blessed to have those. But I wasn't going like what it takes to live, literally, to keep your body running. How about you? Should we start there, or did you not go that way either?
Well, not really, but I did look up, you know, what are the basic needs to live? Because if you really get to what you can't live without, it is, you know, it is food and water and shelter. And from populationeducation.org talks about food, water, shelter, healthcare, education, access to info. So I think I think it's important because we just are so first world problem-ish that the things we can't live without, the rest of the world will look at us and roll their eyes. Like, really? Because the basic needs are what we really can't live without. Everything else is kind of fun and silly and, you know, it does touch the heart, but there are some basics.
Well, it is interesting that you said that, because when you talk about money, one of my favorite is Dave Ramsey. And he always talks about one of the things that has really created problem for people financially is they confuse wants and needs. And that, you know, there are things that you need the money to buy food. But if you want to, you know, let's say go out to eat every day or get a Starbucks every day, that is actually a want. Like, you don't need that to live. And that we've confused the two, which has led people to a lot of financial issues. So absolutely, I think it is smart that you did that list. Well, okay, so the list I did was I just looked up three different places, and I combined them on what people say they can't live without.
Okay.
So these aren't, you know, the sustain, like, I need this to sustain me. These are just things that people say. And they say my phone. And a lot of people say education, which is interesting. The internet. Okay. And then coffee. Music. My pet. Computer, movies, books, booze, and sadly, and then friends. But I thought friends was pretty far down that list.
Oh, that's, so were those priorities then? Was that in a priority
this
list?
This was just like can't live without.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And it was, you know, three different places that I went to. Again, putting aside, they all had the caveat, this was not, you know, like food and water and money and, you know, they took things like that off of the list. But I thought it was interesting because, so let's start with a phone. And there's a part of me, like, you know, I sort of have a love-hate. Like, I get nervous thinking about if I lost my phone, all the contacts on it, and being able to reach, because I don't know anybody's numbers anymore. You know, I don't think we do. So for me, I think it goes back to people. Like my phone is connected more to the people that would make me nervous. Like I don't, I can't picture living without the people in my life, like the family or what do they call it on hometown, family, like your friends that are family and, you know, the people in your life. Like if I couldn't get connected. So that makes me nervous about my phone. But the rest of it, like I really am off almost all, you know, social media these days. I don't just sit and scroll on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or anything. But how about you? How do you feel about the list and like the phone and those kinds of things?
Well, it was interesting. When you mentioned the internet, I saw something that said that it was not a need 20 years ago. But since 2019, it is critical to ensure access to information. So that made me think, well, that's interesting. Over time, what has become, I can't live without. Years ago, we lived without. And so, yeah, I put the phone in that category. And I agree with you. It is connected with connecting with people. It's funny, you know, just the ability to text my kids every day and text other people and see how they're doing, you know, is just this instant rather than, you know, writing a letter. I put it in the mail. They get it. They write, you know, and then 3 weeks, a month later, I hear back from them. So this is this kind of this instantaneous culture that we live in. One of the other apps that's really funny that I've started to use a lot is called Find My App. And essentially it puts Sarah's phone in there and David's phone in there. So I can look up exactly where they are. Where are they right now? Are they home? Are they someplace else? So I feel like it's a little big brother-ish, but as a mom, it's very nice to know, okay, where are they? You know, are they good? So I think, the phone has so many wonderful benefits, but it has become an umbilical cord that right. We cannot live without. But I have tried, you know, when Bill and I go to dinner or something, or with the kids, I try to just leave my phone at home or in the car. I just don't want it with me all the time because if it buzzes, I am compelled to see what is happening. And it could be something silly and you know, just doesn't make any sense. So I'm trying.
But you have to do it intentionally, though. I mean, that is the
absolutely.
Thing. Like you're saying, if it goes off, you look at it, right?
Yeah, and I will tell you as soon as I get home, I go look at my phone. But it's still, you know, it's not right to let it manage us. I mean, we have to use it as a tool. But yes, that is definitely, unfortunately, I think for all of us, I can't live without.
Well, now part of the phone / connectivity that I do wonder if I could live without the GPS. Uh-huh. So I love maps and I used to love to read maps, but now I rely solely on different GPS, you know, and so I think that would be very hard to give up. And I have to say, and this is thanks to my husband, the weather app, like when you are traveling somewhere and you think, oh, okay, is it supposed to rain?
What's the weather gonna be like?
You know, it's not always right, but I do love a good weather app or to watch, you know, during hurricane season, of course, we get addicted to the Weather Channel. Like my sister, when she moved to Texas, their provider, as a part of the package that they get on TV, they don't get the Weather Channel. And she said, I didn't ever even think about it. And now all of a sudden, you know, like people say, oh, we're supposed to get weather. And I think, oh, turn on the Weather Channel. And I don't have it. And she said, you know, you miss it. So, okay, one of my other is, now, of course, can't live without your faith, but specifically the Bible, but not just the Bible generally. I have to admit that I am very attached to my personal Bible. I've only had three of them in my life. I had a kid's Bible when I was little, and then in junior high, as a part of, I was involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I was a little cheerleader, and they gave us a Bible, and I kept all my notes and everything in there. And then when I was going to college, I got another Bible from my parents, and I keep notes in there. I put papers in there. I do. And someone, I was hearing a speaker that talked about when they left their Bible in an airport, and they were headed off on a trip, and they had a speaking engagement, and they, you know, didn't have it. And so they, there was one in the drawer of the hotel, so they used that one. But they said, I realized as I was using it, all my notes, and I knew where to find the books. I got like physically nervous when they were telling the story. And now anytime I go outside my house, like with my Bible, I get nervous. I'm so nervous about losing. And isn't that terrible that I feel that way? Like if somebody really needed it, I should just be willing to hand it to them and get another one.
And you might. But no, I mean, there's a lot of history there. I have to admit, my Bible sits and gathers dust. All of my Bible reading is on my phone.
Oh yeah.
I have all kinds of apps. I have a scripture of the day. I read through the Old Testament. I read through the New Testament. So I have two different apps for that. I don't pick up.
Oh my gosh.
Bible.
Now, are you that way with books too? Do you read most books now on
I do like a physical book. So I will read a book. I really haven't gotten into reading on Kindle, but,
That's interesting.
As far as the Bible,
yeah,
it's all my poor little Bible just sits there all alone. It doesn't get much use.
Okay. Now so now I'm going to ask you a question. So a lot of different things that I was reading and thinking about mentioned food, and people talked about, you know, obviously coffee, soda pop, my personal favorite, and, you know, popcorn and chocolate. We've talked about that. Do you think there's a food that you couldn't live without?
There's several. I did have this as a category. So peanut butter is one. Miracle Whip. I just would never be able to eat a sandwich again if I didn't have Miracle Whip. Cereal, which is a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert food for me. Chips.
A certain kind of cereal? Or just any?
No, all
like,
kinds.
Are you a...
Okay, and it's really fun. There used to be, I haven't seen them anymore, they probably went out of business, these actual restaurants or stores that were just cereal stores, and you could go in and mix up your cereals.
Would you do that? Are you a mixer? That makes me nervous.
Oh, yeah, I'd mix it up. Absolutely. I still do. So, I have to have a good selection of cereals.
Sugar cereals or more like granola brand?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And chips. I mean, and then finally fruit. So those would be my can't live without foods. How about you?
Well, at first I thought there isn't a food I can't live without. But then there's, I mean, foods that I love. I mean, my total, like, okay, I'm just needing it today, would be pizza and a soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so loving that. And meat, like when your husband, chef extraordinaire, smokes like burnt ends, I mean, just please sit down and there's nothing better. But I'm not sure I would put it in the category of, I mean, that just felt bold to me, like can't live without. So I don't know.
Yeah.
The other one that a lot of people talked about that wasn't on my list, like never even entered my mind, was a pillow. Like, are you committed to your pillow?
No.
I'm not either. No.
If I was committed, my daughter is kind of committed to her pillow. So when she travels, even if she goes across country, she will pack the pillow. But I'm not. I mean, a pillow is a pillow. And there are lots of goofy pillows out there in hotels and otherwise. But no, not that committed. A good, soft jacket can be rolled up into a pillow.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I feel like a pillow is something I can make happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, one on my list. I'm pretty, like, couldn't live without. I have this one knife that since I got my first apartment when I graduated from college, my parents, and I cut everything with it. Like, cut fruit, I cut.
Okay.
And your husband would be so disgusted with me because you're supposed to cut like fruits and vegetables with, you know, like a little cutting chopping knife.
Okay.
This knife, okay, get ready. It's like a serrated, almost like a steak knife.
Okay.
And it's like the worst thing to cut those things with, supposedly. But I'm so used to doing it.
Yes. Well, that's your knife, like your Bible. And I wouldn't know a thing about knives because, you know, I'm allergic to the kitchen. So I can't tell you about your knife, but, you know, it's good to have your go-tos.
Right, right. So hit me with another one of yours.
All right, let's see. Clothes-wise, flat shoes and leggings. I mean, that's kind of my go-to. I think as I've gotten older, too, I'm just not into heels. And so I am grateful for just a really good, comfy pair of shoes if I have to put on shoes. I think, you know, I'd rather not. But those would be in my clothes categories and just big, warm, fluffy sweaters. Of course, we're doing this in the winter. So, you know, a nice, cozy sweater is the go-to.
Right. I sort of, okay, I don't want to give myself credit if it's not due here, but didn't I get you started on the leggings?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
You weren't wearing leggings much, and I was like, no, you need
you
a good pair.
No. There have been many clothes you have sent to me and said, your world will change forever.
Well, right. Because you have these weird rules or something, and you look kicky and adorable. No. Like, why wouldn't you wear a good pair of leggings? Right. Okay, one that was on mine that you're probably going to laugh. So I'm not a big stuff person, even though, of course, I'm a hoardenizer, as my sister likes to say. I'm an organized hoarder. So she made up a name for me, hoardenizer, which I love. And I accept it proudly. So I do have a lot of stuff, and I would be sad, you know, to lose it. I think about that during hurricane season. But I think the things that would be hardest are, I have pictures, a few that are like comfort for me, and they just make me happy when I see them. And I know where they are in my house, and I, you know, go by them, and they just make me smile. Mm-hmm. And it's either a certain situation, and I'll think, oh, that was so funny, or that was so, and there's also pictures that remind me of people at certain times. Mm-hmm. So I have those that, you know, just, again, make me happy. So that was something I got a little like, obviously I could live without it, but I feel like I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I am in a phase of getting rid of things. So one of my projects this year is to completely clean out my attic, which has been sitting without anyone touching it for 11 years. And so I have started it. And I am kind of amazed as I'm going through things. You talk about pictures. So I came up with my 1975 high school yearbooks. And I said, okay. Pictures, yeah. Memories, yeah. How often have I looked at this in 11 years? Not. And I pitched it. So I'm getting rid of stuff. I mean, why would I keep it? You know, because I don't look at it. My kids, after I'm gone, are certainly, they're going to go, who are all these people? So I am just kind of just being very focused on what, you know, there are some pictures that I do want to keep, but there are a lot, especially when I look at them. I had a scrapbook with people's pictures in there. I have no idea who they are. So it doesn't mean anything to me. And that was, you know, that was the teenage scrapbooking where you keep everything. You know, you go bowling and you keep your bowling scorecard, or you go golfing and you keep the tee and you tape them all in your little scrapbook. Gone. just.
But did you at least look through it and get
absolutely.
A few laughs?
No, okay. I do. I look through it because and somebody said to me, you know, why don't you just take complete boxes and throw them away? And it's like, no, I have to go through every box. So talking about, you know, and we're kind of off the can't live without, but I went through one box and found these rings. And I initially thought, oh, these must be my mother's because my mother did belly dancing. So I thought, oh, these were probably just her rings. And Bill goes, well, wait a minute. Let me get a magnifying glass and look at these rings. In the rings was a inscription. And the inscription was 1908, TP to MP. So we started on this whole adventure talking to relatives on who could this be? And after like 3 days of talking to different people, we figured it out. And one of my uncles said, well, I'd really like those rings. And I said, great, I'll put them in the mail to you. So that was kind of fun. That's the reason why you go through things. But there is so much stuff I can live without in all of those boxes. And so I'm just in a kind of a cleansing phase.
I read an article that said, excuse me, you spend the first half of your life accumulating and the second half, you know, dispersing everything.
Yeah.
And I thought, but what I think is so fun is the story that actually propels me to be a hoardinizer when somebody got so excited about the rings. Because like what we've been doing is when people get married, you know, in the family, we'll give them, you know, let's say some money or something, but then a family treasure.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not sending them boxes of something, but you're giving them something that's, you know, either they remember or that they, you know, would speak to them in some way or that they want. So that piece of it to me is fun as you start to, you know, re-gift things and you never know when you might get invited to a good white elephant party and then you'll need something.
Well, you just have to know what you have, and there's just we all have so much. Well, you and I are very opposite on the hoardinizing, and I don't know what my opposite is. I don't want I can live without a lot of stuff, and I just force myself. So that was actually one direction I also went with this is, so what can I live without?
Well,
just life. I can live without politics, the culture's focus on celebrities, lack of integrity, cancer and disease, wars. I can live without. And the other thing I thought about is as I get older, there are more things I can live without, such as the world's definition of success, that I don't really care anymore. You know, I can live without, I'm learning to live without as much affirmation. Someone said to me once, external validation is nice, but it's not reliable. So it's there are more things as I get older that, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. It's not as important to me anymore. So that's, you know, that's kind of nice too, because I just think we have a different perspective as we get older. When we're younger, we think, oh my gosh, without this, fill in the blank, I will die. And as you get older, it's like, no, I won't. Life will go on.
One of the big things on my list that I'm not very good about, but as I was doing my list, I thought worrying about things and feeling like it's my responsibility.
Ugh,
like you feel like all these things we've talked about.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, I have to get on top of that. And I blah, 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 blah. You know, you get yourself so, and it's like, really, just let it go. Like when something breaks, I mean, even appliances, like I was thinking about appliances.
Yep.
And, you know, if you've never had, I can remember when I moved into some place where I had my first washer and dryer in my house. And I just thought, oh my gosh, it changed my life, you know, not going to a laundromat, not doing. And so I thought, could I live without that? And you know, the answer is Yes, like it would be harder now that you've had it. Yeah. But, and I think just to not worry and be as anxious about the kinds of things that you mentioned, like the real intense life things that you can't change anyway, but also even the tangible things, you know, how can you hold them loosely and say, I'm very happy that I have a washer and dryer.
Yes, that's lovely.
But to your point, first world problem,
exactly.
You know, if I didn't have one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as we start to wrap up, I think I can't live without relationships. My relationship with the Lord, my relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my buddy Jody. those are things that I really would suffer. Can't live without. To me, ultimately, those are the true things. Yeah. And the honest response is if I had to live without them, I could. It just, my life would be so much smaller, without it. So as we think about all the things we can't live without, Jody mentioned it earlier, you know, there's some important things with trail mix that should have come up in my food. That's still a go-to on a regular basis. So think about your life, what you can live without, what you can't live without. But don't forget the chocolate
or the popcorn. You can find all of our Trail Mix episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love you to rate and give us a review.
And follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Look for Trail Mix Pod with a picture of Trail Mix. To learn more about us, check out our new website, trailmixpod.com.
It was great to have you. Thanks for listening to Trail Mix, sorting through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Keep mixing it up. And remember, life is nuts. So don't forget the chocolate
or the popcorn.